The New Zealand Health and Disability System Safety Strategy, 2026 to 2036, Strengthening the Foundations for System Safety. Adapted in 2026 by Accessible Format Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There is a logo at the top of the page, Health Quality and Safety Commission, Te Tahu Hauora. Published June 2026 by Health Quality and Safety Commission, Te Tahu Hauora, PO Box 25496, Wellington 6146. ISBN 978-1-991122-29-2. Read the full document at click on the link https://www.hqsc.gov.nz/resources/resource-library/new-zealand-health-and-disability-system-safety-strategy/ or shortened URL, click on the link https://www.hqsc.gov.nz/NZ Health and Disability System Safety Strategy. Contact. Inquiries to, click on the link info@hqsc.gov.nz. Phone 04901 6040. Postal address PO Box 25496, Wellington 6146. NZ Relay Service. If you're deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, have a speech impairment or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service at 0800 4712 712 or click on the link www.nzrelay.co.nz. This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International. In brackets CC BY hyphen NC hyphen SA 4.0, close brackets. To view a copy of this license, visit, click on the link https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-nc-sa/4.0. There is a logo below this for New Zealand Government, Te Kāwanatanga o Aotearoa. Executive Summary. The New Zealand Health and Disability System Safety Strategy, the strategy, figure 1, sets a clear system-wide direction for strengthening quality and safety as a foundation for people-centred care for the next 10 years. It reflects contemporary safety science, recognising that quality and safety is shaped by how the system is designed, led and supported, rather than by the actions of individuals alone. The strategy is grounded in four guiding principles that, together, shape how system safety is understood and strengthened. It places patients and whānau at the heart of the system. In this document, we use the word patient to refer to any person who engages with the health and disability system in New Zealand at any stage of their life. The strategy recognises that to deliver safe care, effective and collaborative relationships across the health and disability system are required. The strategy emphasises the need for learning and improvement to be continuous and shared, and for the workforce to be supported and culturally safe in order to deliver care reliably. Taken together, these principles aim to reduce potentially avoidable harm, build trust and ensure that different levels of need are met with appropriate different responses so that outcomes are fair and consistent across the population. 5 interconnected focus areas translate these principles into action. They identify where early, deliberate action is required to strengthen the foundations of system safety and where collective effort will deliver the greatest impact. The immediate priority is collective action and accountability, which establishes the leadership, structures, and shared expectations needed to coordinate system safety activity. The remaining focus areas describe how the system will build capability over time to support continuous improvement, enable and support the workforce, strengthen patient and whānau partnership, and improve the use of information and learning. The focus areas are the platform for delivery. They are where the detailed System Safety Action Plan will be developed, agreed, and implemented. Taken together, they are intended to produce a more connected and resilient health and disability system, one that enables system-wide leadership with a strong focus on quality and safety, enhanced patient and workforce engagement, and greater system-wide learning and improvement. Over time, this will collectively support safe, quality, people-centred care. Diagram labelled from vision to action across the health and disability system. Vision. A health and disability system that collectively supports safe, quality, people-centred care. Guiding principles. 1. Patients and whānau at the heart of the system. 2. Collaborative relationships across the system. 3. Building the capacity for learning and improvement. And 4. Enabling and supporting the workforce. Focus area. 1. Collective action and accountability, strengthening shared leadership coordination and responsibility for system safety across agencies and the sector. 2. Continuous improvement, improving how harm, information, evidence and experience are brought together and used to drive coordinated system improvement. 3. Enabling and supporting the workforce, building the capability, culture and conditions the workforce needs to deliver safe care within a dynamic and complex environment. 4. Enabling and supporting people, whānau, communities, strengthening lived experience, equity, access and culturally safe care as core components of system safety. And 5. Information and learning, strengthening how the system identifies risk, learns from harm, and translates learning into sustained improvement. System Safety Action Plan. The focus areas guide the development of the detailed System Safety Action Plan. End of document.